presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
January 29th, 11 o'clock America New York. Markets week ahead. US dollar, euro, British pound, gold, Dow Jones, Fed, ECB, BOE. Traders are eyeing the Fed, BOE and ECB rate decisions for the US dollar, British pound and euro, respectively. Will central banks disappoint, bringing back market volatility?
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 29th, 10:05 America, New York. The world is terrible. The world is much better. The world could be much better. You've heard us make the case plenty of times before that eating local isn't economically efficient. But is there an environmental argument for doing so? After all, transport costs are obviously minimized when food doesn't have to travel far to get to your plate.
Global economy.
January 29th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Will the Fed's rate decision bring it closer to achieving a soft landing? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 29th, 9 o'clock America, New York. China's top nuclear weapons lab used U.S. chips decades after ban. The state-owned institute has continued buying computer chips made by Intel and Nvidia despite its inclusion on a U.S. export blacklist in 1997.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 29, 9 o'clock America, New York. Virtual Birkin bags on trial in Hermes case testing IP rights. Legal analysts say the trial represents an important early test of how a company can exercise its rights against virtual assets it didn't authorize.
Global economy.
January 29, 8:32 America, New York. The EU should welcome a green subsidy race. Europe must not let itself be spooked by the U.S. commitment to bankroll the climate transition.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. Higher California gas prices due to taxes and regulation. I've been wondering for some time why gasoline prices in California are so much higher than in other parts of the country. I know that gasoline taxes are much higher, and they account for the bulk of the difference in prices, but there's a large portion unaccounted for.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. New gun research center funded by firearms executives aims to diversify debate. The University of Wyoming's initiative reignites a discussion about bias in the field of study.
Global economy.
January 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. The world is not ready for the long grind to come. Demographic changes and deglobalization will keep inflation higher than policymakers were used to pre-pandemic.
New York Times Business.
January 29, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, creeping layoffs. Data shows that the U.S. economy has been largely resilient. The Fed may slow its rate increases. And the jobs report is expected to show solid gains.
New York Times Business. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York. Can K-pop make the metaverse cool? In the world's testing ground for tech, K-pop singers are being spun up out of pixels and doing battle in a virtual universe. Aiki, one of the girls Verse judges, during a taping outside Seoul.
Marginal Revolution. January 29, 3:29 America, New York, Okidokie, crypto-based fiscal policy edition. This study examines the impact of government financial assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic on the demand for crypto assets and the effect of crypto interest on the stated goals of stimulus programs.
Marginal Revolution.
January 29, 0:13 America, New York. Medical markets and everything? Or will they be thwarted? To Nina McCollum. Cleveland Clinic's decision to begin billing for some email correspondence between patients and doctors was a slap in the face.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 28, 1955 America, New York. Update your priors. According to Bayesians, rational people should update their beliefs about the world as new information becomes available. But do people actually do this? In a recent post, I discussed how the Ukraine conflict provides new information about the costs and benefits of engaging in trade with our adversaries. The New York Times has another good example.
BBC News Business.
January 28, 1910 America, New York. Elon Musk has made me embarrassed to drive my Tesla now. Elon Musk was once hailed as the secret to Tesla's success. Now he's one of its problems.
New York Times Business.
January 28, 1310 America, New York. Netherlands and Japan said to join U.S. in curbing China's access to chip tech. A new agreement is expected to expand the reach of U.S. technology restrictions on China issued last year.
BBC News Business.
January 28, 1022 America, New York, FLIB administration, scramble to change plans after airline ceases trading. The airline said it was ceasing trading and canceling all flights, which affects 75,000 passengers.
Marginal Revolution.
January 28, 946 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Forthcoming Netflix movie. They cloned Tyrone. 2. The Great Automatic Grammatizator, by Roald Dahl, 1954. 3. One account of how GPTs hallucinate. 4. More on Music LM from Google. Yet Google won't release the model.
BBC News Business.
January 28, 010 America, New York, FLIB. Regional carrier ceases trading and cancels all flights. The airline said in a statement that it had ceased trading and that all flights had been canceled.